A transformation of marketing is really transforming within South Africa, especially with a lot of people using their mobiles and their tablets all the time. But how do businesses ensure that they get to these people through the mediums of social media and interactivity on the net? Joining us today, talking about how it is that businesses can enhance themselves within this framework, is Andrew McHenry, the Director of Operator Engagement at Digitata Insights. Digitata, is that right?
You got it.
Nice to meet you too. Tell me a little bit about the work that you do with Digitata Insights.
We've been going for about 3 years now. I'm specializing in USSD technology. It's a bit of a mouthful.
It
unstructured
is.
Supplementary service data.
Yes.
But basically what it is a way to communicate, set up mobile services on the mobile network that does not use data.
Okay.
Yes.
And data being very expensive and one thing that we really need as people all across Africa and South Africa, how is it that businesses now can use this medium in order to ensure that they reach the right people?
Well, that's exactly why we formed the business, is because of the cost of data being overly priced and actually almost unaffordable for emerging markets, specifically for African markets.
Yes.
So that's why we actually launched the business to cater for that requirement to communicate at a zero cost to the consumer. So not using data, but using USSD as the mechanism to communicate to the consumer and for the brands to do that effectively over USSD.
Mm. You mentioned something very interesting earlier on. There are more cell phones in Africa than there are toothbrushes.
Yeah, absolutely. When I heard that statistic, I was like blown away. But it actually ties into exactly what we're doing. We're finding that the guys who are making the toothbrushes, the brands, want to sell more toothbrushes. And how do you reach them? And you reach them via
a cell phone.
So that's how we found that stat out, that the brands actually are trying to sell more toothbrushes, and there are so many cell phones out there. So using our platform, the USSD, as a way to communicate with a brand to the consumer without having to charge them for data, for free, in essence. It is for free. All it's costing them is some battery time.
That's all it is.
That's it.
So can you give us some examples of companies that are using this platform that are really excelling at it in terms of engaging with their customers?
Yeah, I think just to make it clear, we're not the only company in Africa that's using USSD. Just our platform, the way that we've built it, we were playing around earlier and I was showing you some of the games.
Yes.
So what we've done is we've gamified. This is a big buzzword, okay, so gamification. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've used USSD and then we've added a gamification layer, and that's the young guys who work in my company who are gaming experts, who have taken the gaming logic, so leaderboards and points and scoring and rewards and rewarding by airtime and things like that. We've built that into our platform. So some of the companies, there are competitors of ours that are using it, but they're not doing what we're doing. What we're doing is we're going after the brands and we're allowing the brands to use our gamification platform to talk, to engage with the consumers in a fun and entertaining manner.
So if I'm a bank, for instance, I would then use this platform to educate the end user on whatever new product we have coming out, but in a very interesting and fun way. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. In fact, Nedbank was one of our first clients that we engaged with. Mm-hmm. We did just that. They launched. They wanted to use our platform, USSD gaming, to talk about Just Save and Just Invest. Oop, I'm giving them a bit of a plug there. But that's their products. So what we did is we built a very simple game on the principles behind saving. And if you, you know, you first have to earn money. So we built a game about making money. So you had to do like a chore, like clean the car or mow the lawn, and you did that on the phone. After you did that little thing on your phone, then you got some virtual money. That money went into a savings account, and then that's how it started. And you take it from saving into a cash account to the savings account, and teaching the consumer the difference between earning money, saving money, and interest. And that's exactly what we did with our platform for the likes of Nedbank.
Are there any pitfalls with regards to this form of marketing?
Like with anything, I think it's more a case of ignorance. So I think, and I'm talking now more from the brand side. You know, they don't understand the actual power of the platform. So I think that is the pitfall for us, and that's the challenge that we've had so far.
Really,
is exactly
what, do they not use it optimally?
Well, they don't use it at all. So if I sit down with most of the people that we talk to and engage with at the brands, and they've got these smartphones, they've all got data, they all have contracts, and they don't understand this concept of using USSD. Yeah. When we talked earlier, you said as soon as I showed you how it works, you probably use it to top up your airtime.
Yes, so, and that's it.
Yeah. So everyone knows how to use USSD. Okay. When I say everyone, I'm saying the masses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're not targeting that guy, that CMO or that, no, you know, marketing officer at some brand company because he's got a nice fancy iPhone or smartphone and he probably got a contract and he lots of gigabytes of data. He doesn't really worry about that. And yeah, that's not the audience we're going after. We're going after the what we call the bottom end of the pyramid, people who are price sensitive. And that's where USSD and gamification for brands come in.
Mm. And I mean, talking about data and how expensive data is lately, what are the sort of games that you design for different types of companies?
Like I mentioned before, we did the NetBank game. We're busy now about to launch the MasterCard. MasterCard has something called MasterPass, which is an app. And you're saying, well, you're using USSD to teach people about downloading a smartphone app. And I'll give you an example.
Right.
It doesn't really make sense, but in actual fact, what we found out is that people play the game, they understand what the benefits are of the app that runs on a smartphone, and we reward them for doing certain things with some airtime rewards, and at the end of it, they say, okay, excellent, I want to download this app now. What we're finding, people actually go then download it, they play the game over USSD because it's free. When they have to go and download the app, they go to a free Wi-Fi hotspot or they come to the office, then they download it.
Okay. Clever.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's the consumer. I mean, the consumers are very clever. They are price sensitive.
Very and they'll savvy. Figure,
and they're very savvy. That's spot on.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate the consumer. They are very, very savvy, like you said, yeah.
So if I'm listening to this conversation right now and I'm a very small company, but I really want to use the platform of using USSD in getting my product or my service known out there, what would I need to do?
Okay, we really don't have a real entry-level package, let's say, for a small SME,
okay?
But for a small enterprise business,
okay.
Or SME, okay? So not a huge, you know, MasterCard or a NetBank. We are making it more affordable, working with the mobile operators to make it more accessible to the SME markets, okay? And I think let's have another session around that when we have some pricing and options available. But it is priced,
okay?
And it is something that those smaller companies can use, okay, to go after after a consumer. We have different packages they can buy, and we have something called interstitial ads. Okay, so if you can't pay for a custom game,
okay,
a fully customized game like NetBank or MasterCard or Hansa, we did a Hansa game.
Yes.
But let's say you're a small
bakery.
I don't know, a bakery.
Yes.
Perfect example. And you're launching this new awesome pie or this awesome new bread, you know, loaf of bread or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can do something while people are playing our other games that I showed you, the trivia, the Unscramble, the math game. While they're playing, we serve little adverts inside there called interstitial ads that says, call Bob's Bakery or dial this code to find out more about Bob's Bakery, and then we engage with that consumer if they're interested in Bob's Bakery kind of offering, and then we take them down the journey. So that is a very simple engagement versus a very complex engagement, like, for example, with NetBank or MasterCard, which is like a big game. So
which
we
comes
do have
with big budgets.
It comes with big budgets. So we do cater for both the big and the small, but right now we've just seen the bigger brands are taking it up. But it's definitely scalable, and it's definitely going to be rolled out to the SMEs as well. Both the Vodacom and MTN locally are very interested in targeting those SMEs with our platform.
Beautiful. How many people are you targeting, especially with Vodacom and MTN?
Wow. I mean, combined, I think just to rattle numbers off the top of my head, I mean, you know, obviously not confidential information. This is printed in their annual reports, etc. But
yes,
on one code, Star Triple One, which is where you check your balance and top up
data
and things like that, your data, and other services, that gets around 20 million people who visit that per month.
Per month.
Yeah. So your addressable audience as a big brand or as a small SME is a very, very large audience.
Mm. Andrew, any last words that you'd have in terms of advising people and small companies, maybe if they can just want to start advertising on such platforms?
Yeah, don't be afraid of USSD, you know, this unstructured supplementary service data. It's not something to be afraid of. It's just like SMS. It's more powerful than SMS, and it's very powerful, but it's not something to be scared of. Embrace it. I think the results that we've seen so far have been phenomenal. It's our case studies on our websites. The results speak for themselves. So I say give it a test drive, give it a go. Take some of your budget that you're going to do maybe on radio, or you're going to maybe do on print or on billboard, and just take a little portion of that and say, let's give it a test on USSD. Let's do this USSD gaming stuff that these guys at Digitata are talking about, and I'm sure they won't be disappointed.
Andrew, it's been very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we hope to see you again on the show.
Thank you very much for your time.
And that was Andrew McCondry. He is the director of Digitata Insights, telling us about the new wave that USSD has taken over in terms of South Africa and the rest of the continent. Thank you for joining us on Masterclass. Until next time, goodbye.